Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning show with John and Hugh on this Friday. Hopefully you're having a safe drive in and you're getting your weekend ready to go. A lot going on. It'd be interesting with the weekend ahead. See what happens with... you're watching stuff. We'll be talking a little bit about that. But today is still going to be a news day for sports around here. We're still waiting for shoes to drop in baseball. We're a week away from pitchers and catchers. Will today be the day that Manny Machado or Bryce Harper drops? And what will that mean?
Probably say no.
It's got to happen at some point, doesn't it?
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Wow. Then we're waiting for more news on the Falcons because – how busy has it been this week at Flowery Branch? Robert Alford, Matt Bryant, Brooks Reed, and then we turn around and have Robert Alford unemployed for 12 hours?
He did get the job.
And he gets $22.5 million in a three-year deal with $13 million guaranteed in a new deal with the Arizona Cardinals? Man. But you're right. I mean, the first team's in. Tend to overpay, but I think Arizona moved that quickly because my understanding was Robert Alford had multiple suitors.
Yeah, I would think that he would. It's just unfortunate that here we've seen him and we get a chance to, see what happened. But I'm telling you, with his skill set, there were times when he flashed. He flashed like he was doing well, but then he regressed. He was a little bit handsy as far as corners were concerned, and he got called for a lot of penalties. Going somewhere else, it might be great for him. And that's the thing about free agency, John, is that you're always going to overpay for guys in free agency. Mm-hmm. Always. That's just the norm. That's just how free agency works.
And, of course, the free agency period begins March 13th. Alford could sign with any team because he was cut. And so his contract didn't expire and he opted for free agency. He was actually cut by the team, which makes him an immediate free agent. And so the Arizona Cardinals didn't wait at all. They just pulled the trigger to put him in their defensive backfield. And, yes, the Falcons will face the Cardinals later this year, which ought to be kind of interesting, a little side story, I am sure, to talk about with Robert Alford matched up against the likes of Calvin Ridley. We'll see that in Arizona later in the season. Well, I say later in the season. We don't know. They could play opening day for all we know. Let's talk to the expert, though, because now the Falcons have freed up with these moves they made last week somewhere in the neighborhood of an additional $15 million in cap space, which should give them enough money to sign Julio, sign Grady, and still have enough money to be able to go out and get a big-name free agent. Joel Corey, of course, is a sports agent, a former sports agent. He is the, I guess, contract expert, the salary cap expert for the NFL, bar none, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Joel.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Joel, if you're Grady Jarrett's agent, how much money are you asking for?
Well, if I'm Grady Jarrett's agent, I also represent Fletcher Cox. That's a deal that was done in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Fletcher Cox in terms of putting pressure on a pass rusher, but a three-year-old deal at $17 million per year with almost 40 fully guaranteed at signing, that's my benchmark.
Mm.
I'm looking to go north of that because it's a three-year-old deal, so I'm accounting for the fact there's a difference in ability by not adjusting for the increase in the cap since then.
Right, so that's going to be the big – let's start there, actually, and I want to get back to what you just said. Cap between 185 and 191, where do you think it's going to fall?
It's gone up between 6 and 8% most years, past 3, 4, 5 years. I'm pegging it at 190.
Okay, so at $190 million, that should give the Falcons 40-some-odd million at the moment? Without restructuring a couple of contracts. My point is, I guess, if you pay Grady that kind of money and you restructure and re-sign Julio, and you're going to give him a raise, but it's not going to kill you because he's already making nearly $10 million, you should have enough money to go play in free agency, correct?
Yeah, you can play in free agency. The thing is, you would want Grady on a long-term deal as opposed to on a tag, because the cap number for 2019 would be much cheaper than the tag, which is going to be between 15 and 15.5. So that's your incentive to get a long-term deal done, just from a cap standpoint. But at the same time, you have to put the tag on him if you can't reach an agreement, because you stick him in the open market, he's going to do very well. He's going to have a lot of attention from other teams, and you very well could lose him.
Well, the proof of that, Joel Corey, NFL salary cap expert, is in the Robert Alford deal. I mean, the Falcons cut him to save money, and the Falcons fans were going, yay! And all of a sudden, Arizona, 12 hours later, pays him $13 million guaranteed and $22 million over 3 years. I mean, okay, that's the market.
Well, you could call it one man's trash is another man's treasure. And this is a team which hasn't had a second corner to save their life ever since Patrick Peterson has been there. So if they have anyone competent on the other side, then it'll be well worth it, because it's basically been, where's Patrick Peterson? Let's go elsewhere.
Joe, looking at this Atlanta Falcons team, and I know we don't know the name of the potential free agents that are going to be out there, but if you're looking at this Atlanta team and you're targeting a free agent, what position would you specifically be looking for in the free agent market?
Well, I'm looking for a pass rusher, because Vic Beasley isn't the pass rusher he's supposed to be, and that's a whole other issue. He's gotten the option for 12-8. It becomes fully guaranteed first day of league year. On March 13th, do you want to pay Vic Beasley 12-8 to do what he's been doing ever since he had the great year with 15.5 sacks? So I'm really looking at a pass rusher. I'm assuming you're going to be happy with Isaiah Oliver being your second corner. You drafted him for a reason, really high.
Mm-hmm.
So defensively, you had more problems defensively than offensively, even though you may need to start shoring up the offensive line a little bit. But really, if you can't get to the quarterback, then that makes life so much harder for the secondary.
Let me ask you this question. Like, okay, again, I'm making you Vic Beasley's agent this time again. If the Falcons call you and ask you to restructure your deal, what is the conversation that you're giving back to the Atlanta Falcons in this situation?
I call their bluff, because he is a young pass rusher. Granted, he hasn't had the types of years you expect, but if Kansas City had given up on D Ford, who had an injury plague 2017, he wouldn't have had his huge breakout. DeMarcus Lawrence, before he got franchise tagged in 17, you hadn't seen him do what he's done the past 2 years. The career trajectory is really Jason Pierre-Paul's for Vic Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
As Pierre-Paul went 4.5 sacks, 16.5, 6.52, then contract year, 12.5. You've got Beasley, 4. 15-5, 5-5. So I'd take my chances on the open market. I know I wouldn't be getting 12-8 on a one, but I'd be looking at, this team's played me at outside linebacker, and maybe they don't know what to do with me. They're having reached my full potential. But first, I'm going to do a little surveying around the league, see what the perception is before I make a final decision. If it comes back really negative, then I may be more inclined to play ball for Atlanta.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm kind of wondering too, Joel Curry, is whether or not Atlanta decides that they want to. It's hard to know. Dan Quinn has, you know, changed with the change of coaches, and Dan Quinn now taking over defensive coordinator, what he wants to do. Vic Beasley was his first draft pick. We know that. You know, does he still see in Vic what he thinks he can get out of him? Because that's the big question. Because if you do, you're going to pay him 12-8. Because I just can't see – I frankly don't see the Falcons offering him. I could be wrong, but I don't know why you'd offer him a contract at this point. You're either going to pay him the 12-8 or you're going to cut him. You kind of see where you're at. And then if you pay him the 12-8 and he comes through for you, then, you know, 10 games into the 12 games into the season, you start talking. But I don't see any reason to offer him.
There's a problem. If he's a pass rusher and he's playing really well, they're not going to want to do a deal. They're going to think,
Yeah, I know. I know.
Be over,
yeah, this
million.
Is right. This is why it's such a tough call. You cut him and he goes somewhere and has 17 sacks. You're going, what the hell did we just do? You pay him and he doesn't do anything. You go, what the hell did we just do?
Oh, I wasn't thinking it'd be a contract extension. I was thinking when you're saying come to him,
yeah,
you'd be asking him to take a pay cut.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's a confounding situation, and it kind of puts you in a box, too, if you're thinking about going out and spending money at rush end or drafting rush end and trying to, you know, shore up that position opposite attack. He's the toughest guy to try to figure out in all this mess.
Oh, no doubt. He definitely is, because pass rushers are valuable commodities, and If he is where he was drafted and he goes out and does it elsewhere, then you're going to have egg on your face. But if he's one of these guys that only was a one-year wonder, then you have another year where you have to figure out what to do with him and hope you can get tacked to play up this potential. But you got to at least bring somebody in to push him from a pass rushing standpoint if you keep him around, just in case he's not what he's supposed to be.
So how loyal do you think in this situation, or have you seen coaches be to that first-round draft pick? Because my whole theory is this, that the one reason why this makes it such a conundrum for the Atlanta Falcons is because it's Coach Quinn's first draft pick ever. Have you ever seen coaches, you know, like make bad decisions because it is their first draft pick ever?
Yeah, when you have a high pick, teams really want to see that guy work out because they don't want to admit that they've made a mistake. So that could play into it. But Dan Quinn did come from a place which it was based on merit when he was with Pete Carroll, because Pete would play the best players possible, the ones who earned it. Otherwise, Matt Flynn starts over Russell Wilson, and maybe the Seahawks never get that run started. But, yeah, that is a consideration. I've seen it happen before. But he's a high first-round pick, so if he is released, that – gives you additional opportunities because you have that pedigree.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Joel Corey is an NFL salary cap expert. He is a former sports agent. You said Grady. Could you give me just – I'm asking you to use your expertise here, obviously. You're just asking you to guess a little bit. What is going to be the deal that Grady will sign, length and money, in your best estimation?
Okay, probably a five-year deal. I'm going to say 87.5 over five. $40 million fully guaranteed at signing.
Wow.
55-60 of overall guarantees.
All right. What about Julio?
Julio's interesting from the standpoint he's got the 2 years left. Age hasn't caught up to him yet. I would say you extend him 3 years. The new money over the 3 years is $60 million over three. The receiver market's going to change this offseason because you have Tyreek Hill, Michael Thomas, who are in contract years. Mm-hmm. So it's going to go up. You could probably do a deal where you lower his cap number this year by converting this significant amount of money in the signing bonus. Mm-hmm. I'd say whatever cash flow you have in the first 3 years, you at least guarantee 2019 and 20 at signing, and have 2021 become fully guaranteed at the beginning of next offseason.
So 360 and Julio, and trying to guarantee through the first two, and then 587.5 with $40 million guarantee for Grady. Well, yeah, I still think those are huge numbers, obviously, but I still think it gives you a little flexibility. And so I wonder, you know, if they redo some contracts like Ryan Schrader, you know, trying to work under this $190 million cap, when they make a move, you know, where you prioritize. Let's say you're going to make one move, Joel, and you're this team. You know, do you make it at defensive tackle? Do you make it on the offensive line? I mean, and again, that's dependent upon who's going to become available, of course.
Yeah, well, from an offensive line standpoint, if you have a high-end offensive lineman, they get overpaid, and it's not the best year for offensive linemen. You've got a center, so you don't need that. You just paid your left tackle. You don't need that. Your right tackle got benched, so to me that's a pay cut or release candidate. Mm. So you're really looking at guard. And from a guard standpoint, probably the best one who's going to be out there is an older one in Roger Saffold. And he's going to be looking. He said he would stay in L.A. if they paid him fairly. But you've had offensive guards past couple of years really break the bank. But you really don't have great offensive linemen hit the open market. If you're looking for a right tackle, maybe you go after Trent Brown. He was a right tackle in San Francisco before the Patriots moved into left tackle, but he's played more right than left.
So there's a couple of candidates there, Roger Saffold and Trent Brown, that might be. And it'll be interesting to see what they do, what the decisions are made here, because this is no question we know this much, Joel Corey, about the Atlanta Falcons. We've been talking about it. This is all right. We're gonna rework this whole thing, because next year it's not do or die, but it's close to it.
No, it's do or die, John. It's do or die.
Yeah, it may be. For
I know you don't like to say it.
I know I don't like to say it, but it may be.
It's like folks gonna get fired, but it's
yeah.
Do or die. It's do or
this die. Is why you fire three coordinators and you get rid of the only thing I worry about, and rightfully so, is whether or not Matt Bryant comes back to haunt you. You know, that's the tough one.
Well, the kid you had with Joe Tavecchio, he did well in Oakland and did a nice job filling in. And there's a difference between paying someone $645,000 versus $3.5 million. Is the difference going to be that much in terms of production? But if Matt Bryant goes to Tampa, that's like a death knell for kickers, because it seems like any good kicker who goes there all of a sudden forgets how to kick.
Well, he did kick well when he was down there the first time. I guess where I get to it is that you're suddenly playing in the NFC Championship game. You're down by two. You got a 50-yarder with 1 second left on the clock to win it. And you're trotting out Giorgio DeVecchio. He better make it, because everybody in town is going to go, Matt Bryant would make this.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. That would be something which would be talked about quite a long time if it came down to a missed field goal.
Joe, appreciate your insight. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Joe.
I appreciate the fact that you can come in and fill us in on all these blanks that we have. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You can follow him on Twitter at Corey Joel, just like it sounds, Corry Joel, Joel. Grady, Hugh, 5 years, $87.5 million, $40 million guaranteed.
Whew. Yeah, you about to get paid.
That's that cul-de-sac.
I know, boy, I tell you, yeah. I'll take $40 million guaranteed, 50, what is it, 50, 60 altogether? Like, yeah, I'll take all that.
Who do you get, 60 over three?
That's what they call moving into a high rise way up on the east side.
Julio's building a high rise, isn't he? Isn't he part of that project that's up there, up 85, that they're going to build that Atlantic Station-like place up there? What's your weekend going to be like? Well, for Julio and Grady, it could be pretty nice. I don't think that's going to happen over the weekend, but they're still talking. The weekend's upon us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now streaming anywhere on radio.com and the radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at radio.com and the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour of the program brought to you by Renter's Warehouse. Thankfully, it's going to be cold this weekend, and I only say that because that means that, especially after yesterday when we had that kind of faux summer day or faux spring day, that I won't have to get out in the yard and do a whole bunch of yard work.
Did you see
weekend.
All that foolishness that was going on yesterday with the faux light nice day? Fools was outside with no jacket on and shorts and whatnot.
I was a part of it.
That's why you got to love Atlanta, man, because I'm telling you, when it warm up, we go ham.
I had a
you go ham.
An entirely different kind of foolishness happen at my house. And that was, I walk out and there's yellow stuff. And I'm going, oh, good God.
Not yellow already. Stuff. What's that?
That stupid weeds that they call the 60-foot tall weeds are kicking out pine pollen already.
I don't know if anybody else has a home that where he's talking about that. I don't have one, so I don't know the yellow stuff that you speak of.
I have
of.
A home. AT has a home. Would you stop being a contrarian?
How's that being a contrarian when I don't know what he's talking about, D? I think you're using that word in the wrong way. I really
how?
Do.
Look it up.
No, I'm saying.
I know you're not talking about using words in the wrong way.
How am I being a contrarian when I don't have a yard to know what he's talking? When he say yellow stuff, I don't know what that is. I don't have a yard. AT, do you know what yellow stuff is?
Wendy knew what it was. You're the only one that.
I don't have a yard. What is yellow stuff?
You've never had a yard before?
I don't have a yard either, and it's pollen.
That's what it's called? Yellow stuff?
Well, I just call it yellow stuff. I mean.
I haven't seen pollen yet. I'm sorry, Daryl. I'm sorry, Daryl, if I'm being a contrarian in your book.
Yellow snow.
Now, I've seen yellow snow. Now, I've seen that. As a matter of fact, I've manufactured yellow snow a couple times back in the day up north. Up north, I've manufactured a little bit of that. I'm just saying, I just want to know. I don't understand why I got to be a contrarian because I don't know what the yellow stuff is. That's all I was asking.
Yeah, you know what it is. Cut it out.
I don't know. That
you
doesn't happen.
It all over
that
your truck.
That doesn't happen until like March.
That's what I'm saying. That's what already.
But John, let me tell you right now, honest to goodness, if you go look at me, I haven't been hit with it yet. That's why I was wondering. Yeah. I haven't been hit with it yet.
Because it doesn't apply to him. It doesn't happen.
You damn right. What you mean? If it don't, what you mean? You
that's like my dog.
You act like it does. It doesn't.
I looked on the driveway. I looked in the air and I went, oh no, not already. Because I hate that stuff with a passion.
No, it gets a little ridiculous. It gets a little ridiculous. But that's not till March, though.
I know that's why I was saying it was way too early. Because I guess because it got warm and it's been kind of this way that all of a sudden we had It wasn't bad. It was just like, oh, no, not already. And, you know, and I was going, what do I got to do this? Oh, it's going to be cold this weekend. Oh, thank God. Because I don't want to get back out in the yard and start doing yard work yet, because I know the amount of yard work I have to do. You know, it makes no sense in God's green earth, and this will happen to me probably in about 6 weeks, that I'm going to have to go spend however much it is a bale on pine straw to buy 40 bales of pine straw. It's like living in Phoenix and buying sand. It makes no sense.
You know what's funny, John? That's why, like, listening to you complain about your housework makes me not want a home. It really does.
40 bales of pine straw and 60 bags of pine bark nuggets.
And if you don't do that,
truck.
Are you in a homeowners association situation? Yep. So that means you don't do it. Like, your neighbors will be, like, all up in your business, right?
Yeah, hey, yep, they would.
See, that's probably why I don't need to get a home. Because as soon as they start leaving notes on my door, I'm going to take it personal, and it's going to be a problem. And they're going to be kicking me out the neighborhood. I don't know if I want those issues. As soon as some neighbor talking about, when you going to start doing your yard, the first thing that's going to come out of my mouth is something derogatory towards them.
Right.
And it's going to be a problem. So I probably don't need to get a home. I was seriously thinking about it too. I was seriously thinking about getting a home, but you just killed it.
But just don't get a home and get one that doesn't have an HOA.
Yeah, but that's good luck with that. Isn't that almost every home that you live like in a subdivision in Atlanta?
Well, if you live in a subdivision, but don't get a subdivision.
So you mean I can live on like a street and I can have my grass as high as I wanted to?
Well, unless the city comes by and says, this property is condemned.
That sounds too much like a wife.
Man, you want your grass high? You know what? Around here in Georgia, do you know what gets into that grass?
No, I know snakes and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Snakes and whatnot, like copperheads.
Being a contrarian again, this guy.
Dude, what has that got to do? What does that got to do with
anything? I just like winding you up, man.
No, but what I'm saying, turtles.
Beavers. Yeah, groundhogs.
Wait a minute, beavers. What the hell in your yard?
Yeah.
how high grass, John? How high grass you think I'm gonna let it get?
Well, you act like I'm gonna get it. I'm thinking 5 feet high.
No, I'm saying this. The way you make it sound is like you have to cut your grass every weekend.
You sound like you're gonna need an industrial thrasher once a year.
But what I'm saying, you make it sound like you're gonna cut your grass every weekend.
I every other week.
Okay, I can deal with that, or every month. I'll cut it like every month.
Or you can pay the guy $50, he'll do it for you.
Nah, I ain't going to pay nobody to cut no grass.
Guy in the truck, you know what I mean?
Do that.
He's down the street.
You know what? And it's funny. I used to have a house with a yard. I don't remember doing... Well, I was married, and she took care of all that.
And she paid the guy in the truck, right?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I do. Listen, as I recall, there used to be pine straw deliveries. She used to take care of all that. Damn it, man. I just thought about that. Yep.
Home Depot rents trucks for $19 an hour.
Damn it, man. I'm had to take on all this responsibility myself.
So what are you going to – so this weekend, I guess I can watch a little bit of the Legends, and I will because I am intrigued enough to watch a little bit of it. Are you intrigued to watch a little bit of the Legends games?
I'm going
to
watch it. I want to see what
it's going to – What time do they kick off? Do we know?
8:30.
8:30 tomorrow night?
Yeah, somebody was asking me that earlier. It's 8:30. 8:30 is kickoff.
Yeah, so I'll watch a little of that. The Grammys, my problem is I'm musically arrested. I haven't paid any attention to music since 1989.
I was going to ask Daryl about that. Yeah, the Grammys this weekend, some of the nominations.
Yeah, and Daryl knows music. I don't.
I know some of the nominations locally. I think Florida Georgia Line has been nominated for a Grammy. Cardi B, 21 Savage, which I think is kind of ironic.
Yeah, is he watching in Britain?
No, he's here.
Is he?
He just locked up.
Really?
Somewhere.
Wow. I thought
in an undisclosed government facility.
Wow. I said, Daryl, is there going to be a big winner at the Grammys this year?
I don't know, John. I'm really interested this year. A lot of the nominees, it's some good guys. It's some really good steep competition out there. So I think it's wide open.
I just want to see. I want to see J-Lo do this here, Motown.
I do not.
What's going to be Song of the Year? Yeah, I'm asking you to guess your musical.
That has not been confirmed.
Hold on 1 second.
I want to see J-Lo do this Motown tribute just because I'm a contrarian. How about that? That kind of fits, don't it, Daryl, in that situation?
The word, I was using the word right. No, you just don't know words.
I'm just saying. I want to be a contrarian.
Is Jenny from the block got the game to do Motown like that?
We about to find out, John.
No.
That's what I'm wondering.
No. That's why I can't wait to look at this Twitter feed and see how it blows up with everybody mad. Because you know what the irony is? It's like you got all these other people that actually sang for Motown.
Right.
But you
can't, you can't get any of them, right.
Like he's been pointing out, it's not confirmed. It's not confirmed, but they say she's going to do a tribute.
Okay, all right. I'm not taking anything away from her. I'm just saying that you do have some people that...
She looked good for 50, though.
You know, sing Motown.
I mean, you know, I know that didn't have nothing to do with none, but everybody was talking about that. Like how she's aged very, very well. Yeah, she really has.
I know I'll be watching a little bit of Pebble Beach because the Maven and...
Because you ain't allowed to...
No, but see, the Maven loves to watch golf on TV. My mom loves to watch golf on TV. So they'll watch golf on TV, and they're tweeting, you know, about it. They love to watch golf on television, which is weird right now because if you haven't seen golf on TV this year, they got that new rule where you can leave the flag stick in, and it's bizarre. Guys are putting with flag sticks in. It looks like, I don't know, you're Muni or something. It's a weird thing to see. Oh, yeah, he's got a three-footer, and the flag stick said clank off the flag stick. Okay. It's different. The rules of golf have changed. So that'll be a part of my – and, of course, Pebble Beach is always kind of a fun tournament because of the celebrity angle, you know, on Saturday. Because Bill Murray's out there kind of jacking around and having fun, and it's not so serious as other tournaments are. So it's one of those good times in terms of that. But, yeah, that's kind of the weekend ahead. And we get ready for, basketball to really kind of take center stage too, especially now. Big weekend for the Hawks too because they have home games Saturday against Charlotte and Sunday against Orlando, and tickets so they're both night games, by the way, Saturday 7:30, Sunday 7:30, and tickets for those games are available at Hawks.com, and you can get tickets to the Hornets game and get tickets to the Magic game. Lakers game on Tuesday, not so much.
It's going to be tough. I mean, you can still get tickets. It's one of them things, how bad you want it.
Yep, how much you willing to kick.
And I just want to correct something that I said earlier. The ninth. The Orlando game, the Atlanta Legends game against Orlando, I said 8:30. It kicks off at 8 o'clock.
Oh, at 8 o'clock?
Okay. At 8 o'clock.
So you think Song of the Year is going to be what?
I think it's going to go to Gaga, Lady Gaga, for Shallow.
That was one of the things. I mean, it's a great song. It's a pretty good song. I mean, I have to admit. But it was just so funny that, you know, he's standing on stage in the movie. I don't care that this is a spoiler if you haven't seen Star Is Born. And Bradley Cooper's like, well, because we were sitting in the parking lot and you were starting to sing this song, I wrote some lyrics to it, and he drags her out on stage. And I can't believe, because she's shy to go out on stage, and I'm looking at her the whole time going, come on, you're Lady Gaga. We all know that.
But it's a movie, right?
Right. But she walks out on stage, and then they sing this song flawlessly that they've never practiced before from beginning to end.
I tell you what. I might have to go back and watch this movie again because my man Rick Kamler swears by this movie. I hear him talk about this movie so much. Like, he's upset that I didn't like the movie, that it was so good. I don't understand. Maybe I need to watch it again. Let me tell you what else is pretty good on TV, John, that I saw the other day.
What's that?
That I started watching. Star Trek Discovery.
Well, Anson Mount. Colin Bohannon is the captain, Captain Pike.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what?
The captain.
No, the captain's name is Lycoris. You talking about Discovery.
Okay.
It starts with an L. Lycoris is something, but the new one.
Right.
Because it's
I haven't seen the new one.
Yeah, the new one, Discovery, the one that you were talking about yesterday that you can only see
on CBS All Access.
On the CBS All Access.
So you got CBS All Access to get it?
No, I did not. You know, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I did not do that. But well, I have been watching.
I'm three behind on Counterpart. Am I?
You know what? Let me tell you about Counterpart. I was like in episode 5. I stopped watching because it got kind of boring. Or maybe I wasn't paying attention enough. It was one of the two,
okay,
but it got kind of I've kind of lost in that. I probably need to go back to episode three and start watching.
One thing about Counterpart, it's good. It's confusing.
Yeah, because it's a lot going on because you bounce
two
back.
Worlds.
Yeah.
Who's who and who's what? And who's married to who and which one is which one? I know. It is Counterpart's good. It's just confusing at times. Wendy's Zone is never confusing. It's pretty straightforward, and it's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 of the Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, the weekend is officially here. John, I know you have date night. Hugh, I know you said you were going to go to a couple of movies. Daryl AT, not sure what you're doing this weekend, but if you're looking for a dessert or something, if you're staying in or perhaps you're going out on date night, cheers to Häagen-Dazs. And I'm saying this because the ice cream company announced yesterday the debut of their new Spirits collection. It's a line of treats infused with alcohol. So you're mixing ice cream and alcohol, and you can now buy it in the United States starting yesterday. So just in time for the weekend.
Like what? Do you have any?
So the collection includes 6 new pints in a cookie square, Irish cream brownie, rum tres leches, bourbon vanilla bean truffle, stout chocolate pretzel crunch, bourbon praline pecan, non-dairy amaretto black cherry almond toffee, and ice cream cookie squares are what you can choose from. Now, will you get drunk from the ice cream? No, unless you just down a whole bunch of them, because it contains less than 0.5% of alcohol, but so you can freely indulge in the alcoholic ice cream.
Good news is no calories, calorie free.
Calorie free, of course. Ice cream's always calorie free. But
who told you that lie?
We wish, right? We wish. But apparently, according to people who have already tried the ice cream, you can actually taste that the alcohol in the ice cream, although it's not going to get you drunk. Some of them have bourbon in it. Like I said, others have amaretto in them. You can try them for yourself. They are rolling out yesterday, like I said, for $5.29 per pint. So they'll be widely available by April 2019 if you don't see them.
I guess you got to be 21 to buy them, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And this is, I would think that this would be the dilemma is, are you going to sell this at the liquor store or at the grocery store?
You can't sell liquor at a grocery store, right?
Well, we were discussing this this morning.
Yeah, like the margaritas, you can buy the frozen margaritas. So I'm sure this is allowed.
Yeah, right. I getcha.
But I'm sure that like when you scan it, it would probably ask for an ID.
Yeah.
Just like you would be buying a bottle of wine at a grocery store. I would assume that they would be checking IDs for this. You could also buy the ice cream at a Haagen-Dazs. If you have a location near you, you can get like a cup, a cone. So you can go. No,
I swear, I'll show you.
You probably have to show some
ice cream.
Yes. You'll definitely have to show ID. But it's pretty interesting.
Hey, I think you get a pop brownie and then you put some liquor ice cream on top of it and you're probably good to go.
Well, one's legal here, John.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the other's legal somewhere else.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I know a lot of people got excited about the fact that, you got liquor in your ice cream.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel a little fixed if you're watching TV or if you're out on a date.
I would taste it, see if it's any good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you have seen the video or not, but TMZ Sports has video of this at least. Atlanta's own Quality Control Music, they repped Migos, Lil Baby. They threw the ultimate send-off party Monday night at the Gold Room Club. And what was the send-off party for after the Super Bowl? Well, it was for all the exotic dancers who came to town for Super Bowl weekend. And they're saying ultimate send-off because they promised a full downpour of $500,000. And if you see the video of the party anyways from Gold Room, you just see boxes being ripped open and it's a ton of cash, like cash that you've never seen this much money before. They're just ripping over boxes of cash. You had 2 Chainz, T.I. and Tiny were there. Trey Songz, Alvin Kamara of the Saints was also at Gold Club.
Well, man, look at this money.
It's insane. So
it is insane.
Well, one of the dancers who was there, 5-star Jazzy, posted a photo after the fact claiming that she and her coworkers actually made a cool $3 million on Monday and split their earnings 25 ways, which would be $120,000 per dancer.
Jeez.
But there have been other girls who have come up and said that she just posted that video for the gram and that there were 111 dancers working that night, all leaving with $2,000 each. But if you haven't seen the video, it's a lot of money. There's money covering the floor, covering the railings. I mean, there's just money everywhere.
Wow. I'm looking at 5-star Jazzy's Instagram post.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's winning. Like,
look at this money. And they just brought it out in boxes.
In boxes. And they're just
makes you want to be a dancer, huh, John?
Good night.
Really?
This is insane.
Like, he don't want to tell dad
John Fricky the Mighty Man dancing.
I guess they are exchanging. You and John are exchanging Valentine's gifts. You're talking about John dancing. John's talking about what he's going to get.
John's thinking about being a dancer.
Either that or I'm going to change my name to Chip and Dale.
Chip. Oh, bad my jokes. Gosh. Bad
man,
jokes.
Look at that. This. No, this is un. We thought. Forget about. Was it Pac-Man? Was it Pac-Man who first did the Make It Rain?
Yeah, he made it. He made it more mainstream.
Right, at the All-Star game? Was that it? Yeah. This is and then nobody's diving on what people aren't diving at this cash.
That's what I was saying. I mean, the money's just free-flowing down.
I would be grabbing.
Nah, you got to. It's an art to that I will share with you on another day, you know.
Five-star Jazzy.
You got to kind of put your foot
on. She look like she about, what, 5'8"?
Slide.
Oh, yeah. Like put your foot on the drunk guy who loses the chip at the casino.
Right.
And you stand on it.
Yeah.
Know?
Like, I'm the janitor. Sorry, I got to pick up.
Or you walk in and when it's flowing, you know, you just kind of politely.
Grab and go.
Kind of keep your hand, but you got to keep it going.
Yeah, keep it going. Walk out. Man, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary amount of cash. If you haven't seen the video, again, it's at TMZ Sports. They have all the coverage.
Man, I mean, how much money?
Super Bowl send-off for all the girls. But yeah.
Wow.
I was just surprised no one was on the ground. I would have, like, getting the money.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, there must be some kind of etiquette there that I'm not aware of.
Well, you know, you split the money. Not that I know this for sure, but, you know, they all kind of, like, take the money and split it.
Yeah, the girls, the dancers all split the money. I missed the joke.
No, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't go to the strip club either, though. I do not. On God, I do not go to the strip club.
I don't go because I know I go in there with all this gray in my beard. They looking at me as sugar daddy.
Exactly.
I'm not a sponsor.
No, I haven't been in years. Take records to strip club.
I haven't been in strip club.
I'll go
in years.
Vicariously.
I did. I just don't have the money to share.
I mean,
hey, I ain't got no money. I got two daughters.
What was our bet anyway?
Yeah.
What was that strip club bet?
Oh, what was the bet? Because I don't even remember the bet.
I remember the bet.
NFC Championship game.
Yeah. But what was the bet?
Saints.
That he would take him to the strip club.
What was it vice versa? If they.
I didn't ask for anything in return because I was confident in my.
That's boring.
Well, I'm confident your team was going to choke.
Who?
Uh-oh.
And by the way, Alvin Kamara was at this
this
thing.
Yes, he was.
Okay. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah,
we ran into him,
you know,
on
so
Thursday.
Alvin Kamara actually made it to Atlanta.
God, John, you tripping. Shout out to Alvin Kamara and his people here.
Wait, he lives here, but he plays there? Oh, of course you would live here and play there.
That's what everybody does there.
John is really tripping.
Everybody does that.
I don't want to get to this next story. I want to ask how you're feeling about, because we're all doing the Atlanta Hawks Fast Break 5K tomorrow morning because it's going to be your first 5K. Just wondering how you're feeling about things and if the training has come along. Mm-hmm. Feeling good? Yeah, we're all going to be out there together. In
walking.
I'll be running.
Yeah, you're going to
John's run. Limping around.
But if you see us out there, feel free to come up and say hi. We'll take some photos. We'll
depends on how I'm doing in this race.
Don't
you might not be able to say hello to me because it might be hard for me to breathe. Because I ain't
in
running shape yet.
But you're walking, right?
Yeah, I'm a run walk.
You can do like a slow trot.
Hey, don't know how that body going to feel tomorrow morning.
I think you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. You probably finish about an hour.
Yeah.
Probably finish because it's 3 miles.
It's 3 miles.
It's 3 miles.
It depends on how
it all depends on what your gait is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It all depends on how fast you're going, but you're about an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's about the same distance.
How long did it?
Yeah. Okay,
Marriott Marquis? Wow.
That ain't bad.
No, that was a straight.
We're going to have to put you on one of those bird scooters because there's. that's the next challenge. That'll be the next challenge. I think they're amazing.
Rick and John broadcasting from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Coming up top of the hour, they're at Twin Peaks. Way to start your weekend. Them boys at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We'll talk to them in a moment on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.